You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, I'm in the middle of a Sermon on the Mount, so you need to listen to the first hour. And you can listen to the first hour if you go to my website, fhu.com, Foundation of Human Understanding, and you can listen to Roy live, or you can listen to me by, you can listen to me, I can't find the word for it, but it repeats itself over and over again, so you don't have to listen to me all night. Some of you remember we are on the radio from 6 to 9 West Coast time, and that is like from 9 to 12 midnight, and it's uncomfortable to, you know, have to do that every night. So you can listen to archives, that's the word I was looking for. Now, our subject matter is the Sermon on the Mount, and I haven't translated the original translation. I'm taking the translation of English, and in English, and taken the words that are used to express what they thought Jesus says, and they mostly get it all wrong. I'm in the middle of that now, right now. So, the Sermon on the Mount, I started a little while ago. Let me continue with it, because I only have another hour to finish it. And you can also call me 800-866-8883 and disagree with me, or ask me to help you what I mean by what I'm saying. And you can go to where you will find the Sermon on the Mount as I have changed it, the way that the language should be said, so you can deeply understand it and not just take the words and have all knowledge and no common sense like your teachers. All knowledge, no common sense, and you are in awe with his vocabulary and his cleverness and the way he plays with words. It's all beautiful and simple. The Sermon on the Mount has everything you need, and all you have to do is make sure what Jesus is saying has been translated properly with a proper meaning in it, because you've got 29 of them and I'm the 30th. But I want you to understand what they won't tell you. Do not study. Do not commit it to mind as if that the words themselves had the magic. No, the words themselves lead you to the magic. Now you see. So, therefore I say to you, love, don't hate your enemy. Love means don't hate. Otherwise it could mean lust. You understand, you love your wife, you love your girlfriend. No, you lust her. And if she gives in to you, your lust, she emboldens your weakness or wickedness. So it's not love. Love that loves an addiction to beauty or wickedness. Okay? So now, I say love your enemy. Disable his angry reply with goodness. And you have to know, you've missed it. If you missed the first hour, you missed what I meant by goodness. Bless them that curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you. By this will distract you from revengeful thoughts, dissolving the compulsion to get even, changing your behavior so that your opponent feels ashamed or compelled to reflect your inward good. It wins both ways. Do you understand? If you merely reflect the love of those who love you, what credit is it that? You've got your reward. See? You love somebody, they love you back. Oh, you feel like, wow, it feels so good. See, immediately you got something paid back. It's a lie. What you see when you love someone is love, and you don't expect anything back. And if they say something to you back, all you have to say is no, don't get a feeling. Just say thank you. Thank you. They say thank you, and you say no big deal. Oh, what it's like is gracias. It is what is it? Yes, gracias, and then the word is de nada, means it's nothing. That's how it should be. Beautiful. Okay, thank you.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, hello again. Because the program begins at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock our time here, and we've done an hour, and this is the second hour. The opening is often dedicated to traffic and news, so you might not have missed it. So I will begin where I've already done with my audience, is as one of the parts of the Sermon on the Mount. He said, therefore, I say to you, love, don't hate. That's what love is. Love, don't hate your enemy. That's the key. What love, now, but you have to understand what love is. And we've already said, we've already discovered what that was, so you'd have to listen to my hour, and you can listen to it on my website, fa2.com, or, yes, you can listen to it right there. And also, it's on Facebook, written, so you can download it, or you can copy it some way. So I say to you, love your enemy. Love, don't hate. That's what it means. Love, don't hate. Love doesn't hate. Love, don't hate your enemy. Disable his angry reply with that sort of goodness or goodness. Bless them that curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you. Don't be bothered by it. And it only can happen if you have the will of the Lord, rather than be part of the will of the world. You're dealing with the will of the world, and that's the wickedness in the person. That may not know he's wicked. May not know he's wicked. It's a hypnotic state, almost a hypnotic state. So this will distract you from revengeful thought, dissolving the compulsion to get even, changing your behavior so that your opponent feels ashamed or compelled to reflect your inward good. How many times have you heard me say that? That's the Sermon on the Mount I'm reading. If you merely reflect the love of those who love you, what credit is there in that? Would you not also be bad by the same outside reflection if people were cruel? Surely this is a characteristic, the way of sinners, and if you give expecting a return, what goodness is there in that? Do not evil men as well do these things to each other? But I tell you, be the initiator of good, and love, don't hate, your enemy. Do not reflect his cruelty. Give without giving in desiring any return. And then you will find another kind of reward far richer for you. You will become the sons of daughters of God, to the Most High. For he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be compassionate, therefore, as your Father in heaven is compassionate. Judge them not. Don't judge anybody. Don't. Isn't there about judgment? And don't you judge people, in your, even if you don't say anything and you can smile? And so you can still get the judgment, a lot of anger, because when you're judging, you can feel that you have power over the person, even if you don't. It's just crazy. Judge them not, and you will no longer be guilty. Do not condemn, and you will feel no condemnation, no conflicts anymore. Acquit, and you will be acquitted of your own wrongdoing. Give, and you will be given too. And whatever measure you use, whatever measure you use will be used upon you, manifold, pressed together, running over, poured into your lap. You must therefore be all goodness and perfection instead of reflecting the minds and the moods of the world. You must reflect the perfect nature of your Father within. See, you got, he's speaking here of reacting. If you cannot serve a master, this is not in the scripture, by the way, this is what a side point of view. If you cannot worship two masters, you can't obey two, you can only respond to one and not the other. So if you respond to with anger, then that is the way the world is. And when you get even, that's the way the world is. And when you do unto others what was done to you, that's the way of the world. So that's the point that's being made there. Be careful not to make a display of your religion. Here it's very important. Be careful not to make a display of your religion before others. Otherwise, no reward awaits you. When you do an act of charity, do not announce it with fanfare when you support the Foundation of Human Understanding. Just give the money as if you were a tree. This is not, of course, in the Sermon on the Mount. This is my side thoughts as I'm speaking. Because an apple tree is not going to be an apple tree unless it gives apples. And so when you give, you give. And don't expect anything in return. Doesn't mean to say you won't get anything, but don't expect it. It's the way it is. It's nothing. Okay? Just something that naturally you do, and it's all there is to it. So when you do an act of charity, do not announce it with a fanfare of trumpets, as the hypocrites do, desiring stimulation or stimulation and outer approval and worshipful praise from other men. They have the reward they're seeking. Instead, when you give to charity, give it to in the womb of secret, so that you will be seen by God, who will reward you with life-giving excitement of His approval. Now, excitement of His approval, not the excitement of other people's approval. Do you get it? So that eventually will be openly manifested for all to see. His approval is what eventually you will openly experience it. See that? All right. Again, do not play or pray publicly. Don't do it. You see, again, do not pray together. Do not, but be not like the hypocrites. Go to your room and close the door. Pray to your Father in secret, so the reward will be emerge plainly seen. Your prayers must be not degenerate into a vain, noisy babbling like the godless, who imagine that the more they affirm, the more apt they are to be heard. Do not imitate them at all, for your Father knows what you need without your asking. Your prayer should not degenerate into affirmations or making rituals. It should be a giving of yourself back to God. Be still and know it. That's what I've just added to it. It's not in the script there. And I will talk to you about what be still and know is at another time. Let's see if we can finish this today. The following should be preceded by prayer. First, immerse your body and soul into the Father within. Here's very important. I will share that with you another time. First, immerse your body and soul into the Father within, so that he might receive the praise for the good that others see in you. Clearly. It's not you that does it. It's what is him within you. He is extending his love, and the enemy feels it. And you get that persecution, or you get that appreciation. Either way, it works for you, because you're not going to get upset by it. When you don't get upset by it, it upsets the person that tries to upset you. And he wastes his time trying to upset you, and he can't touch you until you give in, and you won't. Because God is within you. Allow your mind and your body to be a vehicle. Excuse me. Sorry about that. We're going to have to do something about this. All right. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. That's my daughter calling me. And I'm on the radio, but she thinks I'm still not well. All right. Let me continue. First, immerse your body and soul into the Father within, so he might receive the praise for the good that others see in you. You don't take credit for that. Allow your mind and body to be a vehicle of the will of God to be manifest on earth as it is in heaven. Ask only for the strength to forgive those who wrong you, so that you'll be forgiven the wrongs you've committed, and by that power be delivered from life's temptations, to be saved from the involvement with evil. You see, if you forgive those who wrong you, then you will also be forgiven. But if you are upset and hold a grudge, then you will feel the eternal source of guilt. Concerning fasting, do not make a solemn face so others observe your fasting. This would merely be a display to excite yourself to an egotistical false sense of pity through the approval of other men. Here the obligation to continue the fasting will not be from the inward source of discretion, but will degenerate instead into compulsion of an outward nature, so that you will not lose face before other men. This kind of self-denial detaches you from truth's secret way, and in doing this you beget sin for yourself. Your denial should come inspired from within. Fast therefore in the womb of secrecy, and soon its value will be manifest for all to see. Do not seek security in material treasures, for material things have no lasting value. They become stolen, worn, and old. Instead, give those material articles, use those material articles for good in order to earn eternal substance. For wherever your wealth is, there also will be in your heart. The guidance of the body is your perception. Here's the perception where I mentioned all knowledge and no common sense. You have a perception where you perceive, see, an intuitive perception inside a given guess, another way of seeing things, so to speak. The guidance of your body is perception. If there's soundness in your seeing or perceiving, then the whole body walks in light. But if you're afraid, not wishing to see, you don't want to see your problem. See, that's where You forget it. You make excuses for it. That's I'm not written in there. I'm just saying it. So, but if you're afraid, not wishing to see, then that hope, that body will grope in darkness. But if the light you have is your own, unseen, then the darkness is twice as dark. See? No man can be divided between two masters, representing two opposing principles. For we are devoted either to one or the other, so you cannot love your security and of money and serve God at the same time. Therefore, I ask you to put away your anxieties over food and drink and clothes. Surely there is an order of essential values. Life is more important than food, and the body is more important than clothes. Set your mind, therefore, upon the kingdom of God, and everything shall come as a matter of course, growing out of that right order. Again, I tell you, set your mind upon the truth, and the rest will come to you. As a matter of course, do not be anxious about any time but now. Live in the eternal presence. Live only one day at a time, and the problems of the day are enough. I want to stop there. In other words, let me say it again so I can say, again, I tell you that set your mind upon the truth and all the rest will come to you as a natural matter of course. You don't have to figure anything out. You don't have to plan what you're going to say when you go for a job. You don't have to play anything. You don't know what you're going to deal with, so why prepare for it? Because when you come to it, it may not be what you thought. And you make a fool of yourself. You don't know where you're coming or going. That's my basic non-scriptural point of view. Do not be anxious about any other time but now. And in the now, you're watching the mistakes and you're watching the mistakes of others, the games that other... In other words, you're just watching and being aware. And just being aware is peace. Just being aware. Willingness to be aware and not be entertained by thoughts and pleasures and angers and judgments. So I tell you again, set your mind on the truth and the rest will come to you as a natural matter of course. Do not be anxious about any time but now. Awareness. But you can't have awareness as this is given it to you. You've lost your awareness and the pain that... I'm not reading now. I'm ad-libbing. So, when you've been corrupted by society... Remember, as a child, you were born innocent. You can't say a baby is born guilty. Every child born has the intuitive beauty, and that's what you see them. That's what you see the children as they grow. But the trouble is, they are able to see the dishonesty and the problems are all around. All the hypocrisies, all the foolishness, all the yelling and screaming. See? And so, and being disciplined in the wrong way with an angry, impatient parent, it causes the child, because he cannot, he is only a child, he needs food and he needs a shelter, etc. So he cannot help but yield to some degree and go along. Some more so than others. So you've got to be very careful here. So he says, there again I tell you, your mind upon the truth and the rest will come to you. It means that if you meditate with the meditation I share with you, it's only 7 minutes, you will find what Jesus says. And I'm off the subject matter now, the Sermon on the Mount. I'm just talking on the side here. Anyway, I forgot what I was going to say, so I'll continue with it. I was going to say something, but then I jump in front of myself. I forget the point that was just flowing through me. See, the problems you see in others is off your own. The problem you see in others are often your own. You're actually standing in your parents' shoes. You can see where I'm speaking and where I'm reading. If you are all too preoccupied with the process of removing other people's problems, not possessing a clear insight of your own, how can you help others with the goodness that you don't know what is goodness? Remove first the splinter of wound in your own eye so you can see clearly to help your neighbor. So you got to be careful about trying to help a person because you may make them worse. That's right. So don't give what is holy to the dogs, neither cast pearls of wisdom before swine. Dogs see you only as a good meal, and they will tear you to pieces. Pigs see no difference between pearls and dirt. They will trample your pearls into the ground. All that men need is to ask for truth, and it should be given to them. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened, for everyone who asks shall receive. Those who seek shall always find. To those who knock on the door, shall always be opened. For example, if there's anyone among you who will give your son stones when he asks for bread, will he give you a snake? When you ask for a fish, if you then, evil as you are, know how to give to your children what they need, how much more does your Father in heaven know how to give those who ask? If you then would ask, treat others exactly as you would be treated, that is the rule by which all good is obtained, which rule incidentally was observed by all the prophets of old. The way that leads to eternal life offers no variance. It is a narrow path, but the road going to destruction offers plenty of room for deviation, and many fall and follow that road. The path that leads to life is narrow. Indeed, few are those that find it. Be on your guard against the false teachers who come in along among you, disguised as good, but underneath they are ravening wolves, wishing only to frighten and confuse you away from seeing the truth, to herd you as slaves to their own greedy desires. You will recognize them by their brand of truth, for grapes cannot be plucked from briars, nor can figs be harvested from thistles. Those men will only yield a crop of more confusion, more misery than you had before. In the end, they will be destroyed. The good tree can only yield good fruit, just as a good man can yield only the goodness. He nourishes you with the truth and with love. Not everyone who honors me with their lips. This is very in truth about you preachers. But don't go away. We'll be right back.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at
1-800-866-8883. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a break. Not everybody hears my words here, but this is Christmas, and God bless you. I don't know how to give you anything except what I'm doing. And this is the gift I'm sharing. And it's metaphysical. It's not a physical gift. It's a metaphysical gift. And it's the most beautiful gift you could ever have. And so support my work, because that gift that you give the foundation is what means to be paying forward. Someone gave it a donation so that you may hear it, but you never know who that person is or persons, because they're paying it forward. Part of being better is paying it forward. So if you smoke and drink and take drugs, perhaps you can take a percentage of what you were spending on that and give it to the Foundation of Human Understanding. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And just do it as a matter of course. And it'd be nice if you did something every month for the future and on into the future, so that there's more and more and more money, so I can reach more and more people. Otherwise, this is status quo. I keep reaching the same number of people every day. See? And so, it has been that way so far. So, I only have enough to reach a certain number of people. But if you could keep it going, and do your so electronic kind of donations, I forget what it's called, and go to my website and just decide how much you can afford, because you're no longer drinking, smoking and drugging, and your sickness has disappeared and your life is unbelievably beautiful, then make sure you keep doing that. And if everybody would have done it from the beginning, which they didn't, they do it for a while and then they stop. And they still have may go about their business and keep what they have, but it'd be better, much better, if you can pay it forward and keep it going for a while, not just giving a donation and walking away. Thank you very much. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And I'm reading now the Sermon on the Mount, and making a comment every now and then. But it's better for you to read it yourself. There's a few little mistakes in there, and I didn't know they were there, but they're so tiny, you can just excuse that. You may not even notice it. But this is a article from 1964. Okay. And there's little mistakes that slipped into it from the original one, which is perfect. But it's not beautiful to look at.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
But let me continue and repeat what I just did. Sermon on the Mount, we'll be finished. In case you missed it, be on your guard against false teachers who come among you disguised as good. And those are the people who just use words and inspire you to think of God and believe in God and believe in Jesus, and will say some very interesting, nice things that arouse you and make you feel better, but doesn't last through the week. It may last a week and then you have to go. And if you ever feel guilty, by the way, if you have to go to church and something stops you, you can feel guilt It means you're addicted to your church and the verses and chapters and the preacher. You notice that Roy Masters is catch and release. The only thing I ask you to do is, if you get to that state of mind where you don't need Roy Masters anymore, that's what I want. But you can still support my work so other people will find what you found. That's all. And I don't have millions or thousands of people and give lectures to millions and millions and millions and be a person who, well, they call it when a person is, there's a word for it. I can't find the word. I'm getting old. But it's a, can't find it. He's a sort of arouses a good feelings in you. That's all. And the word will come to me. I'll just. You can probably find the word for it yourself. And it's something too about it. It's hard for me to say. But you see, my mind, when I'm 89 years old, so every now and then I will forget a word. But still, it doesn't stop me from doing what I'm doing. You just forgive me. So now he says, be on your guard against false teachers who come upon you, among you, and disguised as good. Underneath, they're ravening wolves, wishing to only frighten and confuse you. And away from seeing the good, to herd you as slaves into their own greedy desires. You will recognize them by their brand of truth, for grapes do not be plucked from the briars, nor figs be harvested from the thistles. These men will only yield a crop of more confusion and more misery than you ever had before, and in the end they will be destroyed. The good tree will only yield good fruit. Just as a good man can only yield goodness, he nourishes you with truth and love. Not everybody honors me with their lips, enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who obey my teachings, which express the will of my heavenly Father. One day they will say, give us what we deserve, these people. That is. And they will say, did we not teach you what you taught? Did we not promote you? Did we not make all kinds of predictions on your behalf? I will tell you them to their faces. I do not recognize what you have done or said. These things you did for your own benefit, and you use my name. Get out of my sight, you and your wicked ways. But, you ask, what shall become of the man who hears, understands, and lives my message in all sincerity? This is similar to a man who has sense to build his house upon the foundation of rock. As soon the wind and the rain come and beat down on the house, because of the solid foundation the house endured. When the man who hears my words and either misinterprets upon them, they will not act like a man who, devoid of knowledge, builds the house and sand. Then comes the wind and the rain beating upon the house, which collapses because its foundation is faulty. So thus all men labor in vain without the foundation of truth. When Jesus has finished his discourse, the crowd was astonished at his insight, for he caught with a sincere air of authority, unlike their own teachers, who repeated like parrots what they were taught intellectually and not out of the truth of their hearts. Amen. So now we have just 20 minutes for calls. 800-866-8883. Now, I'm not very good at reading my own words. You can tell the difference when I'm reading and I hope it's been valuable. I really can't put into the reading. Every now and then you see me stop, and then you hear me speaking, and with a remark or so. But with that spontaneous spoken words are different. They come from a different place. When I'm reading, it's honest to be, not to try to play it like a person in the movies who understands how to say things which in the play they are playing a part, and they're believable. You see, so I cannot read something. I was been asked to read a book and to read my book, but I couldn't do that because then I'm reading it and it sounds like I'm reading it. I don't like my own. I don't like it myself. I like to be spontaneous. Even if I make a mistake or two, you can forgive that. See? But you actually encounter people who are all knowledge and no common sense. They're smooth. Your preacher is smooth, and he reads it as if he was actually coming from him. Yes, he wrote it down. And it does come from him. It doesn't come from God. If he's reading, it doesn't come from him. He needs to be spontaneous. He needs to get up there and not knowing what to say and then say it. Well, he hasn't got that. And if he has it, he blabbles. And then some of them are very good at blabbering for hours and hours and hours and just making things up as he went along, and everybody's cheering and creating an atmosphere of awe and putting a lot of emotions in it. And emotions is the thing you must avoid. See, you must avoid the person who's trying to, you can see him throwing out emotion and infecting you with emotion, giving you a sense of worth, giving him a sense of being authoritative in a wrong way. It can be very interesting and very exciting, but you can see him raising his voice and doing all kinds of tricks to emote, to affect your feelings and make you feel better. And every time you feel better, you're worse, because you become addicted to the feeling. So that's it. So now I said that out of my heart. Simple. Is there anyone that'd like to make a call right now? We've got 10 minutes left. There's about 12 minutes left. 800-866-8883. May I suggest you go to Facebook, or you can get to Facebook, because when you go to my website, the foundation website, fhu.com, to the left you'll see the invitation to make the Sermon on the Mount appear. But you have to go through, you have to sign up. As you do that, you have to sign up for Facebook. I think that's the way it works. You can see it and you can read it, but something is in the way. And so it's best to go to Facebook and read the what is said beforehand. There's a certain paragraph you need to read before you read the Sermon on the Mount. But reading it yourself, reading it quietly to yourself, and not reading it to anyone, but read it quietly to yourself, you'll start to cry. Because the words, these are not my words, these are the words of Jesus. As close as I can get to what was put down improperly, translated improperly, because it didn't make sense. It didn't do the trick. I suggest that you do it quietly and not read it to anybody. Unless you can read it with a spirit, it's not so easy, because everybody can read something with professional way of doing it and be very effective in affecting people, but it's not the right effect. It's better for you to read it. When I start my radio programs every day, I'm not prepared. All the radio programs I've had since 1960 till now, I never did anything but just pick up the phone and say a few things, and the lines would light up and we'd have a nice discussion. As America degenerated, that began to disappear. And only a few people would have the courage to wake up, because to tell the truth in America, in not so long ago, it's still a problem, because your new president has not yet been installed, but you're looking forward to it, because all there was in those days, in these days still, as I'm speaking to you, it's before Donald Trump gets inaugurated into being the president of the United States. And so it's been the media kept me from finding me. It became very difficult. In the beginning, I took them off by surprise, but then 50 years passed, and you only could hear bad things about me. But you see that this was going on for many years. The forces that behind the left was working towards taking this country down. And there's some things that on Facebook that explains that. All right. So let me say, I hope you enjoyed what I said. I think you will like it better to read the Sermon on the Mount, because my daughter cried, and she has worked with lots of ladies, and they all started crying when they read it. It seems like it's talking to you. It's saying things that you already knew. You see, this program, it only works when I start the program and end it, and it could be 2 hours, which is what I do, is enough for me these days. Three is too long, but we take the first hour and put it on the end of the second hour, so you can actually hear the first hour. What you've missed in this particular case is the Sermon on the Mount. But just not to be braggadocious, it is the natural things. I can remember the first time I gave a lecture, and I can remember to this day because what I learned from it. I only remember things where I learn by. It's beautiful. It's that those little things are valuable to me to remember it. So I was invited to a lady's group, and because they heard me on the radio, and in a very luscious part of Los Angeles, and when the door opened, I met a lady standing at the door, and she was a plump lady, and she says, "Oh, Mr. Masters, it's you." And she put her arms around me and hugged me. And so I had the feeling at that moment, is awkward, but that I didn't respond. I saw the awkwardness of her embrace, and she felt a little uncomfortable, which she should have done. But I remember that having to do that, just not to overreact, but to experience it graciously and smile. And then I stood before them. I said, "I don't know what I'm going to say." And I started to speak, because on the way there, I was talking to myself. My thoughts were saying, "What should I say? What should I say? What should I do this?" I just shut all that up.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, it's a bit late to call on the program, but what I was saying is, on the way to this posh lady's group of people, I said, on the way, I kept on thinking, what shall I say, what shall I say? And my mind kept on wondering to different things, and all of a sudden I thought to myself, this is ridiculous, I don't know what the situation is. And when I got there, I said that to my audience. I said, I did not know what I'm going to talk about, but I'm going to speak about it anyway. And it was perfect, and it's been perfect ever since. Maybe not so perfect tonight, because my phone rang and I forgot to close it down. But here, may I suggest that you help the Foundation of Human Understanding, and you may want to go to my website and listen to many, many, many radio programs and lectures and seminars. And they're all there, most of them are there, and booklets which are not very well edited. But that is what I've been done over these years. You'll understand that you can let go some of the errors in etiquette. See, you can do that, because I've got hundreds and thousands of pamphlets and radio programs. And as you go back, you see my voice changing to be younger and younger and younger, and older and older and older. You can tell the difference, but you can see always I did everything intuitively at the moment. And that is the way you must be. Confident that when you get to a place, wherever you are, you immediately, immediately, it is true with a person who is angry, a person who is a bully. He's muttering to himself. Well, you engage a person like that, what comes out of that person is spontaneous. He said it before, but it's still spontaneous. But it must be very similar to you in a different way, because every situation is basically the same. Every situation is basically the same, except the outcome is different, because there's so many outcomes. But to have all those different outcomes which will save your life, you'll only need one thing to do the same thing over and over again, is to overcome the overcomer. You have to learn, have to experience a transformation from within, so that there's the will of the world at your door, and there's the will of God operating through you. And it is not you he is engaging. And it's not you, It's the spirit in you. And the spirit in you neutralizes the spirit, the driving force, the will of the world, evil. Not that the person is evil, but the person that may be standing in his parents' shoes, and so he's become like his mother or father. See that, and doesn't understand that, and it's in him, and he's frustrated, and he's venting. And he's venting on someone, and he doesn't understand the venting of it. He just has to do it. So they forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. But basically, that's what it is. When you have found the be still and know aspect of coming from a space beyond belief. In other words, what you're immersed in, what you will be immersed when you use the 7-minute meditation, which is on my website, there's no charge for it at all. I want the whole world to have it. 7 minutes. It's got no verses and chapters in it. None. But somehow I'm showing you what be still means. And then you will know God. And then you can only walk my God if you can just be still. And this, so therefore I'm showing you how to be still, and you will know what he's saying to you. What he's going to be saying to you, but he won't say it with words. You will say it with words, or you may say it just with your behavior by doing nothing and being calm. And doing nothing and being calm. And it's the same thing over and over again, but see, that's because you can't serve two masters. So you can't serve Roy Masters and the other fellow. See? You see what I'm saying? I'm coming from a different place, and you can hear it. And I'm not proud of it. I'm grateful for that. See? And so are you, because I'm coming from a good place. I'm awakening you to that good place. You may be angry at me for a little while, but I've got to. But it's not me. It's the spirit in me, but I am the agent.